We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams! And this is another installment of David Darren Classics! I'm your host, Alistair Pamillion. On this installment, dear patrons, David Darren, visit Craigslist and give you missed connections and endeavor to travel around the world in exactly 80 seconds. You'll hear Paul Harvey talking about a device used to smoke reefers. Movie ninjas and another installment of Love Bites as well. All of that awaits on this installment of David Darren Classics!
Love, and I don't know that that's the best idea. You know, I my stance on it.
It's crapshoot.
It's a manhunt! A manhunt!
Our buddy Irish Jenny brought this to my attention. On Craigslist, locally, there is a missed connections where people... Basically, here's how it works. This is how single people operate nowadays, mm-hmm. Okay? You and I have been out of the game so long that it just doesn't make any sense. But imagine this.
Yes.
You're at a grocery store.
Okay.
You see a hot chick.
Okay, yeah.
And you think... Boy, there could have been something there.
And maybe even glance at each other.
Yeah, right.
Maybe there's some sort of eye connection.
Right. Back in my day, if you wanted to do something, you went up to her and you said, "Hey, baby, how about I buy you some drinks and you put them on the glass for daddy?"
And that worked.
No, usually if you got slapped. But sometimes it worked.
And arrested.
And rightfully
and
arrested.
And served with some papers. But that was an icebreaker.
Nowadays what you do is... You think about that person, and then you go to the Craigslist, and you say, "Hey," on the Craigslist.
That many people are going to Craigslist all the time?
I guess.
Women seeking men.
Just on Friday. How's this one? Osaka Buffet.
Okay.
This is a long shot, but I saw you today. Black shirt, eating with two of your friends. I think you're very attractive. Let me know if you read this.
Huh.
How creepy would that be? If it just it's weird. What is with you? Here's one in Bettendorf. This happened on Saturday. Blue-eyed blonde just wanted to say you are hot.
Well, that's
you were sitting down, but not on a chair at the garage sale. Tell me what you were sitting on if you think this is you.
What garage sale?
It was in Bettendorf. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
She'll know. So you're having a garage sale and some weirdo is thinking about you and puts it on the internet?
Is that specific enough?
Here's one from the Odeon in Clinton. It's a guy talking to a gal. He says, "You are moving away soon, and it's never been appropriate. But seeing you again tonight, you're beautiful. Even my girlfriend thinks so." Okay.
Here's one from the Hungry Hobo.
Yeah?
So I went to the Hungry Hobo on Tuesday with my girlfriend, and as soon as I walked in, our eyes met. You gave me a smile, and I'm not really into guys. I mean, I fooled around when I was younger, but there was something about you. You had the cutest smile, blue eyes, and you were white. I won't put your name on here, but I know who you are through other people, and I heard you had experiences with a guy before. Too, but true or not, I would love to hang out with you and see where it goes.
So this is a dude who takes his girlfriend to the Hungry Hobo.
Yeah.
And his eyes meet with another dude working there at the Hungry Hobo, or is this another customer?
Well, this guy sounds as though he's easy to find but hard to resist. I'm 5'6", 165 pounds.
Yeah.
Latin guy, nice smile. I get told I'm attractive, but if you see this, which I doubt...
Just taking a shot in the dark,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, send me some messages with your name.
I was at the Hungry Hobo with my girlfriend, and I think once I got there, I thought, maybe I'm gay.
And then it's like, right.
What do you think?
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I were going to get a couple of those king-size sandwiches.
Yeah.
She was going to go maybe get a taco tater. And as we were there, I was thinking, do I get the taco tater or do I want a man?
He says, send me a message. Put your name in the sub box so we can get the ball rolling.
Get the ball rolling?
Literally.
Short shorts at Vanderveer Park. I noticed you kept looking over at me, but I wasn't sure if you were interested. You looked hella sexy in your short shorts. Noticed your sexy ass hanging out. Damn. Ugh. I just wanted to...
Boy, can't read this one.
I wanted to do it right there, but I was with my daughter. Email me so we can connect.
Oh, boy.
Just... Why don't you just enjoy the day with your daughter at Vanderveer, weirdo?
Can't read the one from the gym in Davenport. That's no good.
No?
No.
How about the newspaper carrier in Moline?
Just be careful. Just be careful.
Newspaper carrier in a minivan. I've seen you quite a few times, and I think you're really attractive, but I can't bring myself to talk to you. Being shy isn't as cute as everyone seems to think it is. I'd really like the opportunity to learn more about you and to get to know you. I know this is a long shot because most people don't read these. And if you do happen to read it, there's a good possibility you're already taken. But I had to try, right? If you drive a grayish minivan with a vinyl 58 decal on the back window, then you're the one! Please put the name of the newspaper you deliver in the subject line so I know it's not spam.
Boy, some of these are just...
Yeah, you should be locked up.
Unairable.
Oh, yeah, no.
You should see what the guy wants to do to the return cashier at the Clinton Home Depot.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about Tall Brandon at the Moline Kmart? Really enjoyed chatting this Saturday. Didn't know if I was too forward to exchange contacts with you at your job. I'm new here, so maybe a friendship could blossom. Also, I could use some help in my garden. I see what this is about. You just need someone to...
Talking about more saving, more doing. A lot of doing.
If you were at the Circle Tap, you were wearing a yellow fluorescent yellow shirt and a ball cap. I was sitting next to you and I'm very interested. Get back to me and maybe we can get together. Put Circle in the subject line because this posting will lead to endless spam. But I think you will be worth it. If you're sitting next to someone at a bar, that's the time to strike. Are you kids so nerdy with your computers that you think this is how it works? If you're next to someone at a bar and you're attracted to them, that's the time to strike up a conversation. Not go online and put something in and think maybe, huh?
How many people at the Circle Tap have internet connection?
Someone here at the Rock Island Smoke Shop.
Shop?
You were at the...
This could be Larry.
You were at the cigar shop downtown Rock Island hanging with a friend with your back to me. I was a couple tables back when me and my friend came back in. I noticed you. I thought you were cute and that this is a post on here to give it a shot. What? Smoke shop? Here's someone from the Davenport bus station. It says I wanted to run away with you. You bummed a cigarette from me while I was waiting for my bus to Chicago. I wanted to take you with me and show you the world!
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
You'll never find this. Misery comes to those who wait. Get on the bus to Chicago with me and let me show you the world! You're bumming smokes from me at the Davenport bus station. This is when our whirlwind tour begins.
Here's a little encounter at the parking lot at the Hy-Vee on Utica Ridge Road.
Okay.
Or I guess that'd be off of 53rd.
Uh-huh.
You drove by. You had short hair. You glanced at each other. You glanced at each other. I had a green hat on, and you had dark short hair. Long shot, but maybe you might see this.
Here's a fella who's looking for another fella that works at the Dollar General at the Avenue of the Cities. Hey, you work at the Avenue of the Cities store in Moline with blonde hair. I come in often and get pop, amongst other stuff. Hit me up if you see this.
Amongst other stuff?
Yeah, I get pop and some other stuff sometimes.
Bargain bin Astroglide.
Do they have that at the Dollar General? bargain bin Astro Glide.
It's Astro Glide.
It's Astro. It's the only anal lube Astro the dog from the Jetsons will put his face on. Ruh-roh. It's called Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh. The Astro Glide alternative knockoff from the good people at Hanna-Barbera. Uh-huh. Ruh-roh. That's what you'll say the moment you place it. Yeah, I'm about to have some anonymous sex, but first I gotta go pick up some Ruh-roh at the Dollar General.
So as you put it on, you'll be like,
Ruh-roh. Damn near killed him.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh, shouldn't have done that.
Two cute girls were leaving the liquor store on 53rd Street in Davenport Monday night when I pulled in with my white F-250 at about 7:45. I stared at the driver until we made direct eye contact. We both waved, and I walked into the store and she drove off. I'd like to have a do-over and chat. Why didn't you talk then? Why didn't you say, hey, what's up, baby?
Put him on the glass for daddy.
You know what I used to say back when I was a single guy? A little lesson I learned from Morris Day and the Time. I'd walk up to a hot piece and I'd say, come on, baby, where's your guts? You want to make love or what? Oh, wee-oh. And 9 times out of 10, it would not work. But there was that one time.
That's right. You're prettier than the girl that has the restraining order against me.
This is just outstanding. Check this out when you get a chance on Craigslist. People,
well, maybe
maniacs, and it's possible that you, yes, you, are someone who has a stalker that you need to address. Because
you know what? I think we need to probably do a misconnection segment just so that
here on the Dave and Darren
just
show,
just so that we can help.
No,
maybe these
people. No, because these misconnections, I think 9 times out of 10 are going to end with a head in a freezer somewhere next to the box of Ruh-roh that was used before the crime was committed.
This will have you both saying Ruh-roh.
All right, you want to do missed connections sometime? You don't want to do that today, do you?
What's that?
Do you want to do missed connections now?
No, we just did it.
At some point.
We just did it.
But you want to do it with callers, or you just want
no,
to
no,
revisit
no,
this?
No, 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 no.
You want to revisit this?
I think
from
we just
time
need
time
to visit this, yeah, and let people know that, you know, they're looking for you.
Yes!
Just, you know, every couple weeks, someone's
that,
looking for you.
Here's one to the large and lovely city bus driver. I saw you in those sexy, tight-fitting black pants. You even bent over to show me that large, sexy ass you have.
I was the one
that... You had red hair and I had brown. Send me an email and let's see if we can't work this out. What?
I'm the guy that smelled like cat urine.
On the city bus, get in line. If you're that guy. I want to show you the world. I bummed you that cigarette, and I wanted you to come on the bus with me to Chicago, because I'm a continental kind of chap. I like to get on the Greyhound bus and go to Chicago from time to time. Let me show you the world through my gritty eyes. But first, we'll see if we can get the bus driver to stop at Dollar General to pick up a case of Ruh-roh lubricant. We're right back with Foo Fighters. Stay with us. 8:30. It's Dave and Darren. Oh, and we'll do the... It's Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker. That's Van Halen doing one show in the States I know of this summer in Wisconsin. And
right.
I think they're doing something else overseas, and that's about it. But a really good article on BuzzFeed, an interview with David Lee Roth.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of talks about everything and the fact that they're planning on doing more records and... They get along as well as they need to get along, it sounds
as
like.
Yeah, enough.
Yeah. Reading an interview with him is always fun because he's just such a maniac, and his thoughts kind of go all over the place. It's a real exercise reading anything that he has said out loud. You kind of read it in his crazy man voice, which is always a good time.
Woo-hoo!
You're right. He can say whatever he wants, but I just hear this.
Woo-hoo!
We spend so much time talking about what goes on here in the Quad Cities and, of course, the United States with the tragedy that happened both in Texas and Massachusetts last week. I know we've been focusing a lot on that sort of news, but I was hoping now we could kind of give ourselves a break and take some time out to take in the whole picture. You know, this being Earth Day.
Yes.
And it's Earth Day because of Rock Island native Eddie Albert's birthday being today. I thought we could maybe take a moment or two to get caught up in what's happening around the rest of the world and endeavor now to go around the world in exactly 80 seconds. With the Dave and Darren Global Locator, located in geosynchronous orbit, Darren, 1,049 miles directly above us.
That's where it is.
We are going to give you the news that you may have missed around the world in exactly 80 seconds. You got the timer?
And Mark.
Mark! Around the world in exactly 80 seconds on the Dave and Darren Radio Network. Dateline. Brazil. What's going on with these Brazilians and their harpoons? Got another story of a Brazilian man who has miraculously survived after shooting himself in the head with a harpoon.
And always in the head.
Last week we had told you the story of two Brazilians who were out fishing in the Amazon and took a harpoon to the head and had to ride their canoe to the nearest hospital.
2 hours.
2 days.
Oh, 2 days.
It took 2 days to get to the hospital.
That wasn't Brazil.
Wasn't it?
No, because that was in the Amazon.
So was that Argentina? I get confused. No. I'm going to let you know a little secret. South America, it's all pretty much the same place. Brazilian man miraculously survived. The Amazon's not in Brazil?
Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong. I guess maybe it could run through Brazil.
Bruno Barcelos de Souza Contino, 34 years old, cleaning fishing equipment in the city of Petropolis. Aren't you from there?
It's like Verpico.
Petropolis? It's a city made of only Petras.
Did you see me perk up?
You gotta get there.
I might be like some sort of...
they just have statues of you everywhere.
I might be some sort of... Yeah, Lord.
Petropolis? What? He was cleaning fishing equipment when the spear gun accidentally fired and lodged 15 centimeters into his head, through his left eye, and deep into his brain. Didn't seek medical attention until the next day, when a relative encouraged him to go to the hospital. He's got a harpoon in his head and thinks, I'll sleep on it.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tough to sleep on, but...
Yeah, you got to sleep on your back. He arrived for treatment completely lucid and underwent emergency surgery. He lost his eye, but incredibly, and avoided suffering any brain damage.
It's just a scratch.
Harpoon. Don't mess with Brazilians, man. You take a harpoon in the face and you decide that may be something you don't even need to see a doctor for?
They just call it wax.
they just call them nuts. 28-year-old housewife. Oh, our next dateline is India. 28-year-old housewife from Mumbai, India, got a new lease on life after Dr. Doctor surgically removed fecal matter that had choked her intestines following 45 days of constipation.
I'm a little constipated.
Poop. Diarrhea poop.
Oh, I...
She had a football-sized fecal mass that had become life-threatening and was on the verge of ripping off her large and small intestines.
I wonder if when she finally went, it was like, are you ready for some football?
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
That's what she was yelling at the toilet. That's what she was yelling at the toilet.
Is Hank Williams Jr. here? No, I think your mom's up there finally. Kerplunk.
Football-sized poop she took. Right before... Come on and hit it!
Come on and hit it! You know, I understand. I understand it's been 44 days since I've gone, but why does this thing have laces?
This doesn't seem right.
No.
Come on in, hit it!
Well, it's Monday night and we're ready to strike. Our special forces are in full flight. We're coming by air and on the ground. Monday night football's taking over.
The football-sized fecal mass.
Hey, oh, boy.
We gotta get right. It's gonna be a battle in the NFL tonight.
Come on and hit it!
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I think I'm starting to get the urge.
Get ready.
Yep.
Are you ready? A Monday night invasion.
Oh yeah! Thank God!
Oh, Monday night football.
A Monday night invasion. Finally, oof!
Monday night football, and the Browns are going to the Super Bowl. Oh yeah, that felt good. This woman,
it's the Browns versus the Packers.
Ultimate Zing.
Oh, if only the Oilers were still around.
Anusha approached doctors at the Nova Specialty Surgery with constipation and vomiting complaints.
No kidding.
Doctors were dumbfounded when she said the last time she passed stools was toward the end of February.
It says to say what?
You hadn't taken a poop since the end of February.
Not since the Super Bowl. And believe me, it was a Super Bowl.
The longest documented duration of constipation was 10 days.
Ooh.
She's saying 45 days.
Yikes.
Fecal impaction is a condition usually seen in obese people or people who have been bedridden for long. This woman had a lean build, and her condition left her malnourished. Her intake had gone down, although she was not going on an empty stomach.
God, no, well, no.
Abdomen was bloated and exerting pressure on other organs. They couldn't use instruments to break the rock-hard fecal matter, as that would have damaged the intestine. So they did a endoscopic procedure called a sigmoid colostomy to remove the blockage. Basically, they went in there with like a poop vacuum, it sounds like. Mm. She was discharged, and now she's going to see a psychiatrist after... After this episode.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. Oh, my.
You would, too, if you hadn't gone in 45 days and a football came out of you.
I suppose, but I hope it just never comes to that where a turd makes me go see a shrink. I got to talk to somebody about this. I mean, have you ever in your life... I'm going to need a whole team of people.
I need a whole team of different people.
You're going to fly in a team from Vienna to take care of this. Because I've got issues.
Dateline.
Beyond belief.
England. Guy was going through some documents. Chris King realized his birth certificate had him recorded as being born in 1858. Uh-huh. He was born in 1958.
Makes more sense.
So according to his birth certificate, he's 154 years old.
So what was Lincoln like?
Well, he's from England, so he wouldn't know much. Okay, wouldn't know much about Lincoln.
Okay.
But here's where it gets interesting and confusing. His birth certificate, Chris King says he's born in 1858. He's now making a claim to the Department of Work and Pensions over there. Because he's on disability, that they owe him a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Quote, this is a legally binding document. Mm-hmm. I'm going to approach them to see about getting 90 years of pension backdated.
Of course you are.
I sat down and worked it out. I should be getting about £375,000. I'm going to fight to get this. I've never come across anything like this before, but this isn't my mistake.
Uh-huh.
Raji.
Yeah.
Does that sound like anybody?
Mind you of anyone? sounds oddly familiar.
Uh-huh.
The Department of Pensions over there says that he's not getting anything. They're not going to entertain this idea. He needs to go get the mistake corrected.
Oh, no. I got the calculator out and worked it out.
Uh-huh. He says, I only discovered this mistake a couple days ago as I was going through some documents. He was adopted when he was very young, which is why the mistake has only recently come to light. No, 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 no. If the government says I'm 158, then that's how old I am. Or 154.
Yeah.
That's how old I am.
Right.
And I expect to be paid accordingly. Because, you know.
And treat your elders with respect.
You're right. Dateline.
Your time is
that's
up.
Too bad.
Yeah, we kind of got side.
A bit of a roll.
Kind of got sidetracked with old football poop.
Oh my God, I'm going to need to see a shrink.
Rooty, tooty, fresh and fruity. I'm in a pile of duty.
Would you like to lay down? I think I'm going to stand.
I just love the idea of an Indian woman yelling Hank Williams Jr. lyrics as she passes her 45-day-old turn.
It's been 44 days, 45 days.
Come on and hit it!
Get ready! Are you ready for football?
Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
All right.
I think that's a show.
That's around the world in 80 seconds.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. On Cullendon Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, Chuck Buick finally gave up. Chuck enjoys marijuana, so he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. I went to the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing, and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate. Somebody's singed a kitten. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Now, for that gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-BONG.
It's Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker, Love, Hate, Sex, Pain, a song Godsmack wrote about the tattoos that Darren has on his chest.
Thug life.
That's more your abdomen, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Isn't it, playa? So, what was the last movie you saw in a movie theater?
Hmm.
It's been a while, but it seems like it's been a little bit of a while for you. Was it Ted?
It has been. It probably was Ted. Yeah, it has
been a while. It'd be the last movie I saw in a theater as well. Going to a movie anymore, a complete hassle, because there are people who just don't know how to act in public. They all have phones, and they're all very loud. The experience of watching movies is changed because everyone essentially has a movie theater in their house.
Yeah.
With a big enough TV, and you can watch DVDs and Blu-rays.
Right.
To the point where, frankly, it gets harder and harder to want to leave the house to go see a movie, you know?
Right.
It's got to be something like, I can't wait the 3 months or whatever it takes to come out on DVD. It's very rare anymore. It's more of an event that you have to go and see a movie at the movie theater.
That's not really the case for me, but we just kind of ran. It's just a matter of, let's go see a movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's not like, oh, I've got to see that in the theater.
Mm. Well, it's not. Well, you don't have to jump through as many hoops to go to a movie as I do.
No, that's true.
The British movie theater has come up with a unique solution to the problems of dopes on their cell phones during movies or people who are having conversations. Those are the worst. The people who want to, you know, talk about the movie while they're watching the movie.
Yeah, I don't deal with that
friend
a whole lot. But then
I'm telling you, it's every time I go to the
does
theater.
It? Yeah.
Oh, it's every time.
Does it? Okay.
And I gotta be the guy that says, you're not in your living room. Shut it. Which I kind of like being that guy, actually.
Yeah.
They have come up with a solution to people like this that ruin the movies for the rest of us regular Joes.
Mm-hmm.
Ninjas.
Dressed in black.
Movie ninjas. Yes.
Dressed in black.
Yes, the Prince Charles Cinema in London's West End has teamed up with Morph Suits, a Scottish company that produces those skin-tight, head-to-toe suits.
So they're like a movie
marshal. To create
their
own volunteer movie theater ninja task force. These theater ninjas are not trained in the dark arts of ninjutsu. They're simply film lovers who provide their services in exchange to free admission to films. So if you come to the theater,
I'm sitting there,
and you wear this ninja suit, and you make the deal that if anyone talks, you're going to go shut them up,
yeah,
you can watch the movie for free.
I like it.
It's brilliant. They wear black body suits. These volunteers roam the theater in stealth silence during the films.
You never see them.
Pouncing on anyone who may be disturbing other patrons with a warning. First, you get a shh.
Where'd that come from? What was that?
Recent Prince Charles cinema patron Abdul Stagg said his experience with the ninjas made a real impact on him. He says, I normally hate noisy people in cinemas, but I got a call from my friend just as the movie started and I thought I could get away with taking it. The last thing I expected, two completely blacked out people suddenly appearing by our seats to give me and my mates a warning to shut up. It was actually, he says, pretty terrifying at first, but then I realized it was a bit of a laugh and a great way to make it clear that I was having an impact on those around me. So you got some loudmouth, and these, and I like the fact that they're in black and they're stealthy, so it's like you don't even know
where
that the problem's
from.
Getting taken care of, but it's getting taken care of by movie ninjas.
I wonder how often they get sit on.
Hey! I didn't see you there. Then I'm doing my job correctly.
That would have been a great job for you as a kid growing up.
A movie ninja? Hell yes.
Love the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Love to tell people to shut up.
Yes, it's all of my favorite things.
And you get to do it stealth.
In a ninja costume.
You get to do it in disguise.
Look at me. I'm movie ninja. Yeah, rave motion pictures.
Let's consider it.
Let's get on board and make this happen. Also, rave, fix your sign out front. It's a mess. Bunch of gobbledygook. I don't understand. Are there movies in there? What's happening? It's like reading a crossword puzzle. Fix that. Here are the movies that are opening next week. I want to know what's there now. Ugh. Movie ninjas. Let's make this happen.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't like the idea. I love it. Take a break, close up shop, and get on rock for you from... It's Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker. We ought to know. We're Dave and Darren. I'm Dave. He's Darren. Say hello to nice people, Darren.
Hello, nice lady.
Nice lady. I'm in a hurry. 823 and 49 degrees. Pretty all right day,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
I mean, we've had worse.
Mixture of sun and clouds, high of 66, and then a chance of rain tonight, I guess.
When spring is in the air, that's when a young man's thoughts turn to fancy.
Uh-oh. Careful.
Mm-hmm. Love is in the air, friends, and I think you'll find that love is a many splendid thing.
Love is a many splendid thing.
False, Frank. I love you, but you're wrong. I've got love stories here where it just goes bad.
Usually does.
The lovin' turns sour. Time for Love Bites on the Dave and Darren Show. We begin with the story of 48-year-old Catherine Becker of Garden Grove, California. She's 48. Her husband is 51. Going through a nasty divorce, but still living together.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Is that the best idea?
False.
Living together while you're going through a nasty divorce, not a good idea. July 11th, Catherine cooked her husband some tofu.
Careful with the tofu.
laced the tofu with sleeping pills.
Uh-huh.
After he ate it and fell asleep.
This tofu makes me so sleepy.
She proceeded to cut off his penis and then mutilate it by shoving it down the garbage disposal. Penis was so mangled that it couldn't be reattached. The husband did survive. Catherine's been arrested and charged with several charges. Well, her trial is now starting. She's no longer Catherine Becker. Now that the divorce is through, she's going by her maiden name.
He is.
He should take her maiden
name,
too.
He's now Catherine Decker.
The defense in her case says she grew up in Vietnam, and during the war, that trauma caused her to develop a mental illness.
Uh-huh.
She's now facing a maximum of life in prison. So, you know, there's that. Brought home a war bride. What could go wrong? End up with your penis in a garbage disposal.
She's single and now ready to mingle.
Yeah.
But in prison.
Yeah. Well. Cops in Sarasota, Florida, arrested a 22-year-old woman on Tuesday for assaulting an ex-boyfriend by violently grabbing and pulling his penis. Laquavna Sherelle Wallace attacked Antonio Marquise Williams in his home in a dispute over whether or not the couple should resume dating. When Williams said he was not interested in resuming the romantic relationship with Wallace, she, according to the arrest report, grabbed his penis with her right hand and began pulling on it, which caused pain to Antonio.
I mean, pain, strongly.
Yeah, when you're pulling on it like you want to take it with you someplace, that's not so cool.
Yeah, like you're trying to start a lawnmower. That's no Gouda.
That hurts! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Yeah. That's what you'll have.
Antonio defended himself by grabbing both the offender's forearms to prevent further violence.
Oh!
He told officers he didn't want to file charges, but police took Wallace to the Manatee County Jail, where she's been charged with misdemeanor battery.
What's with all the penis grabbing and cutting and... Ladies, please.
Yeah, right on. Here's a story from Japan where a guy
Excuse me, where?
Oh, yeah, no, this story comes to us from the Isle of Japan. 25-year-old Yoshito Harada of Nagoya, Japan is in court. He's facing vandalism charges for slashing women's tires. He did this so he could meet them and then hit on them.
I'll help you fix your tire.
Harada slashed up women's tires in grocery store parking lots. When the woman would get outside, he'd walk up and offer to fix the flat.
Uh-huh.
And as he fixed it, he'd have a conversation with the woman and then ask for her number.
It's not a bad plan. It's not the worst.
It did work. Although they don't know how many times,
you know,
or how often slashing and then fixing tires led him to getting laid, but it did work a couple of times. Got caught after one woman was telling her friend about a guy she just met after her tire got slashed.
Wait a minute.
And the friend said, that's weird. Same thing happened to me. They called the cops. He's been hit now with 5 counts of vandalism, but he says he probably slashed between April of 2011 and December of 2012 around 1,000 tires.
Ooh, that's a big effort.
No word on the potential sentence he's facing.
You know what? I just happen to have that size tire in my car, a spare.
Well, how many
Plus,
tires?
Plus, you got to wait to see what she looks like make sure you're interested.
Or if it's even a woman. How do you know it's not some dude's car?
Well, you have to wait to see them leave the car and go into the store, and that's when you do it.
Oh, man. That seems like a lot of work.
Not if it pays off.
Yeah, I guess. Finally, we have this story from Oklahoma City, 38-year-old Daniel Kistner. He's been arrested for threatening to kill his wife and her entire family.
I'll kill you. I swear to God, I'll kill you.
He threatened to kill his wife and her entire family.
I swear to God, I'll kill you.
After she took away his porno collection.
Oh, you're not doing that.
Not clear what inspired her to confiscate his porn. But she grabbed his porno CDs and DVDs and ran. Porno CDs? Is that a thing?
DVDs.
It says here porno CDs and DVDs.
I like to listen to it on tape.
I could see a porno CD if you were a blind person.
I'm Larry King. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby, baby.
He followed her to a motel where he pointed a gun at her and threatened to, quote, kill her, her family, and her friends if she didn't give him back his porno.
I swear to God, if you did anything to that porn, I'll kill you.
He was arrested for domestic violence and assault. So, yeah, don't take
that
this.
That is a doornail. I swear to God, if you touched my amateur succulents, I'll kill you.
So help me God, woman. If there's a scratch on my sack lunch, that's the collector's edition. That's the director's cut of sack lunch.
If you ruined Add Mama to the Train, I swear to God, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Another report says he didn't have a gun, but he simulated firing a gun with her with his hand. That's still, though, a threat, so you can't.
Just like this, I'll kill you.
Like this. Bang, bang, bang.
I'll kill you.
So help me, if anything's wrong with my sack lunch,
I will kill you and your family and all of your friends.
If you ruin bisexual Built for Two, I'll kill you. I swear to God, I'll kill you.
So help me. So help me if anything happened to bisexual Built for Two. So help me.
There it is.
I'll shoot you just like this. Bang. I swear to God.
Picture this finger as a gun. I will kill you and all your family members and all your friends if anything happened to Sacklash. That's the director's cut on Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention the soundtrack, the soundtrack I have on CD for some reason.
I like to listen to it when I jog.
Jogging around the neighborhood listening to the soundtrack to Sacklash.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
That's Love Bites, people. Just beware. Sometimes it ends badly. Just look out for your hearts. That's what we're saying. 831, 49 degrees, the birthday barns after this.
I laughed so hard at so many of those classic bits. Thank you, dear patron, for making this possible. This walk down memory lane. I'm Alistair Vermillion. Until next time, for another David Darren classic.